Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Restricting a crop's access to water, that's what the frangipane does, and researchers are making progress slowly in dealing with it.
It's a layer in the soil that goes anywhere from 2 feet to 4 feet deep. In the process of forming these soils, this layer was cemented together by chemistry that existed at that particular time, and it pretty well stops root growth. It pretty well stops water movement through it, and so it's a real barrier for production of agricultural crops in the state of Kentucky.
UK soil scientist Lloyd Murdoch, out of their Princeton location, says nationwide 50 million acres are impacted, an estimated 2.7 million in Kentucky have the frangipane to deal with. That leads to, for example, in corn and beans, an estimated 20 to 25% reduction in yields on those acres. Solving the problem would be significant, and Murdoch says they're moving forward.
Mike, what we've done is divide this up into two groups, and we have a laboratory group of professors that are looking at different chemistries and different additives that will break this down. And then we have a field phase of a couple of other agronomists, including myself, that will look and see if we can implement the positive findings that the laboratory gets and make it useful in the field.
Murdoch says they're getting significant research funding from the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, Corn Growers Association, and Small Grain Growers. We'll be right back.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. Here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
You've always wanted to go to college, correct?
Yeah.
Well, here's that invitation you've been waiting for.
Joey! Out of bed!
Wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Success in dealing with frangipane soil, says UK's Lloyd Murdoch, could take several forms, from an element with which growers could amend the soil, or perhaps a plant they could use in a crop rotation. But things do seem to be on the right track.
We've got some encouraging things in the laboratory, and so we're kind of excited about it. We still got more to go, still things to uncover, but it's really an encouraging sign for us at this time.
Eliminating frangipane soils isn't likely, but if they could just improve yield by, say, 10%, the economic impact could be well worth the research work and funding invested thus far.
If we can increase the yield by 10%, and I think we can do this if we find something positive. I think we can do better than that. But the calculations that we've done in the state of Kentucky would be worth $2 billion over a 10-year period to the agriculture economy of the state of Kentucky.
Dealing with frangipane. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.